I'm Dr. Bob Brooks, co-author of Raising Resilient Children. You may not realize it, but you practice what you've lived. Good and bad experiences shape our lives and behavior. For example, if you grew up in a home where your parents didn't communicate very well, chances are you'll have difficulty communicating with your children. What are your recollections of your parents? You can actually let those memories, both good and bad, guide your behavior with your own kids. Though we often practice what we have lived, we are not destined nor doomed to repeat those actions. Once we realize certain actions have been ineffective, we don't have to keep doing them. Instead, we have to listen to our kids. If what passes for communication is only in response to an emergency, then that communication will not be effective. Analyze not only how often you talk with your kids, but also how well. It's the path to resilience.
Gaze into the future through the eyes of your children.